Aloha. I'm Mike Buck. The next show coming up, the Hawaiian Ice Show, is going to be great, so keep it locked right here on News Radio 830 KHVH. This show every Saturday morning features Harvard-trained eye surgeon Dr. Christopher Tortora, medical director of the Hawaiian Eye Center. You know these guys. The Hawaiian Eye Center, they've been around forever. They brought you this high-quality radio show for years and, of course, are Hawaii's leaders in eye care. The Hawaiian Eye Show, sponsored by the Hawaiian Eye Center, is all about eyes. You'll hear about the latest advances in eye care, new technology, and all the latest news about cataracts, glaucoma, diabetes, and laser. You'll even have a chance to call internationally recognized eye expert Dr. Christopher Tortora with your questions for the doctor. So please, don't touch that dial. Listen to Dr. Tortora so you can see what you've been missing.
Now it's time for the Hawaiian Eye Show, sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better. This is your weekly informative hour all about eyes. Learn about cataracts. Ask a question about glaucoma. Find out how diabetes affects your eyes. Stay tuned for an entertaining and educational program about eyes and eye care. Call in to have your questions answered by the doctor. Now, your host, Harvard-trained eye surgeon, Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Steve Ree filling in for Dr. Tortora. It's time once again for our regular weekly program about eyes and eye care. It's called the Hawaiian Eye Show, and it's sponsored by the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better. We'll be here for the next hour talking about glasses and bifocals, laser beams, and eye surgery. We can talk about your cataracts or your contacts, itchy eyes, droopy lids, and whatever it is that interests you. If you'd like to join in, give us a call. Our number is 521-8383. Again, 521-8383. We'd love to hear about your experiences and answer your questions. If you can't call in today or if you're feeling shy, you can always email your questions. Our email address is eyes, E-Y-E-S, at hawaiianeye.com. We can answer those questions over the air. You could also look us up on the web if you're online at www.hawaiianeye.com. Or you can even follow Dr. Tortora on Twitter by going to twitter.com/Dr. Tortora. During the next hour, we'll discuss eye news from around the country and around the world. All opinions expressed on this program are my own and don't necessarily reflect those of the station. I'm an ophthalmologist, or IMD, which means I'm a medical doctor specializing in the eyes. So we'll try to be consumer-oriented today and make an effort to give you the best possible practical advice. But remember, since I can't see you through the telephone, I may have to recommend an exam before we can tell you exactly what's going on in your eyes. Hawaiian Eye Center does sponsor our program today as a public service, so sit back, relax, and enjoy this hour all about eyes. Well, again, I'm Dr. Steve Ree. Dr. Tortora is away at a conference. For those of you who haven't heard me before, I work at the Hawaiian Eye Center in our offices in central Oahu, as well as on the Big Island in Hilo. Like Dr. Tortora, I'm an ophthalmologist, which is an eye doctor. Sometimes I get asked by our patients, especially our younger patients who may be interested in being a doctor or an ophthalmologist, like, what does it take? Like, what do you have to do to be an ophthalmologist? Well, that's a great question. Well, both Dr. Tortora and I have gone to medical school, which is after 4 years of college. Again, medical school is 4 years. After that, we've done our training at an ophthalmology residency, which involves 1 year of internship plus 3 years of residency. After that, you can go on and practice ophthalmology. However, both Dr. Tortora and I have done an additional year of training. He's done a fellowship year in glaucoma, so he's a glaucoma specialist. I've gone on and done a fellowship in cornea, an anterior segment, which involves problems in the front part of the eye. So it's a bit of a, of an investment in time, but I found that it's well worth it. It's great what I do. I have enjoyed it immensely, and I find it to be very rewarding. And plus, I get to meet nice folks like yourself in the office every day, so I found it to be very rewarding. Well, I've been here in Hawaii for almost a year and a half now, working with Dr. Tortora, and so far I've loved it. You know, I never imagined that I would be living in Hawaii. I grew up on the East Coast in New Jersey, so this is definitely a huge change. I certainly don't miss the winter weather and scraping the ice off of my windshield. So it's been fantastic, and I've loved working at the Hawaiian Eye Center and meeting folks like yourselves on a daily basis. Well, today I thought I would talk about different types of eye treatment that's available. I know a lot of people are kind of squeamish about their eyes. I'm the same way, actually. I know it's kind of ironic since I'm an eye doctor, but you know, I don't like anything coming near my own eyes. And I know people that I've examined, you know, they're kind of hesitant and, you know, kind of afraid to, you know, because everything's kind of unexpected. The eye exam is a new thing. But, you know, hopefully by going through the different treatments, I can put you guys at ease. We'll talk about different eye conditions, different types of, I guess, eye exams that we do. And hopefully you'll become more familiar with certain terms. Certainly, if you have any questions, please call us in. Again, the phone number is 521-8383. And remember, you can email us too at eyes@hawaiianeye.com. So I guess I'll start with a little personal eye history. I wear glasses. I've worn glasses since about the third grade. I'm what you call myopic. I'm a little bit nearsighted, meaning I can see things up close pretty well, although that's changing. But things far away is a little bit blurry. So ever since I was a kid, I've needed to wear glasses. And, of course, that's the most common type of treatment that we give out to our patients. You know, patients come in complaining of blurry vision. They say, oh, doc, you know, I have trouble seeing the signs when I'm driving. Or commonly, you know, I have trouble seeing things up close for our older patients who are over 40. Well, in those cases, we prescribe glasses. That's probably one of the most common types of treatments we have. And you'd be wondering, you know, when did people start wearing glasses? Well, I think it was in Italy, actually, in the late 13th century, where glasses were first invented, or glasses the way, you know, we know glasses today. So before the 13th century, could you imagine, you know, people with blurry vision have been walking around not knowing that they're in fact blurry and that there's no type of treatment out there. But, you know, we're lucky. We have glasses and contacts and other types of treatments that can correct your blurry vision. Distance correction, like I said, is for myopia. I just turned 40 this year, and I've noticed that my reading vision has started to change a little bit. I mean, I can still read okay with my glasses, but I find that I have to put things a little bit farther away. Well, that's called presbyopia, and that's a condition where you kind of lose your ability to focus in up close, and that can also be corrected with glasses, specifically bifocals, meaning glasses with the distance correction on the bottom part of the lens, and the top part may have your distance correction. And bifocals were, you may not know this, were invented here in the U.S. by Benjamin Franklin. So I thought that was really interesting. So, you know, both young and old folks may require glasses. Like I said, it was third grade when I first started to wear mine. And we do see a lot of young patients in our office, and these are folks who have been referred by their perhaps primary care or pediatrician, or may not have done well on the school eye exam. So it's really important to get the vision checked out, especially in kids, since if we can correct it, it actually does aid in the proper development of the eye and of vision. So we do see quite a few number of kids. Well, we're going to take our first break, and we'll be right back and talk more about eyes.
Dr. Tortora, or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
When you have a cataract, your vision gets gradually worse over time. You don't see as well.
Having the corrective surgery and now having the vision of a much younger man, I can see again.
Our state-of-the-art surgery center offers safety and convenience without a hospital stay. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, HawaiianEye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C-2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
Life has never looked better with Hawaiian Eye Center.
The Hawaiian Eye Show phone lines are now open. Give us a call at 521-8383 with your questions for the doctor. If you're calling from the neighbor islands, call us toll-free at 888-565-8383. Now, back to your host, Harvard-trained eye surgeon, Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Hey, so welcome back to the Hawaiian Eye Show. This is Dr. Steve Ree filling in for Dr. Tortora. We were talking about glasses. It's the most common form of treatment that we have. We prescribe glasses all the time to both children, adults, older folks. And I was talking about my own personal experiences. I started wearing glasses in the third grade. I actually remember first going to the eye doctor and getting measured. For those of you familiar, we use a device called the phoropter. It's like a machine that we place in front of your face and consists of a bunch of lenses, and we ask you, oh, what looks better, one or two? And I remember at first, you know, thinking that I'm not doing things correctly and perhaps, you know, I'm giving wishy-washy answers or, you know, I'm not sure if one's clear or the other. Well, you know, not to worry. You know, we just ask you to do your best. And I know there's a lot of anxiety and apprehension whenever we take those measurements. But, you know, all we ask is you relax and, you know, just give your best answer and, you know, we'll do our best to find the best glasses for you. Well, besides glasses, you know, how else can we correct blurry vision? Well, there are contacts. You know, a lot of folks are familiar with contact lenses. These are lenses that are placed directly on the eyeball. They rest on the part of the eye called the cornea, which is the clear window. On the front part of the eye, it allows light into the eye, and the contact act like glasses, except they're on your actual eye, and they're great. They do a good job of correcting blurry vision. A lot of people use them. I do warn folks, you know, that with contacts, you just have to be very diligent in using them properly. You know, of course, take them out every night before you go to bed. Never sleep in your contact lenses. Follow your doctor's instructions very carefully because, you know, certain complications can occur with contact lens use. For example, the most dreaded complication is an infection on the cornea or a corneal ulcer. And, you know, that needs to be treated very aggressively. But with proper maintenance and care with the contact lenses, you shouldn't have any problems. What are other tests or treatments that we use? Well, you know, folks who go to their primary care doctor or internist or what have you get treated with medication, usually oral medication for conditions like diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, maybe like a throat infection, you'll get an antibiotic. Well, we use medications as well, but mostly in the form of eye drops. And that makes sense since if the problem's on your eye, you want the medication to go directly to the source. So there are lots of eye drops that we use for specific conditions. And one of the most common things we see is dry eye. I mean, I would estimate that about 75% of my patients have some form of dry eye. And this can be, you know, it can range from anything that's a little bit irritating, you know, maybe in the morning, to something that can be really debilitating to the person who has it. You know, I've seen very severe cases of dry eye that can be vision limiting. It can affect a person's daily activities. So it can be very serious. But most of the time, it's just really annoying. Your eyes are irritated. They burn. They itch. They're teary, oddly enough. I mean, it sounds kind of weird. Why would you tear if your eyes are dry? Well, the eyes are irritated. So the dryness irritates your eye, causing reflexive tearing. So, for example, if I poke my eye, I irritate it and I start to cry. So in a similar manner, the dryness causes surface irritation, causes reflexive tearing, and it's just annoying. So the first line of treatment is actually eye drops. We prescribe, or rather, you know, we ask people to use artificial tear drops. They simulate your natural tears. And by doing so, it helps to lubricate the surface of the eye. If there are any irritated spots on the surface of the eye, the artificial tears will allow that to heal over time and make you feel more comfortable. There are thicker artificial tears out there. There are tears in the form of gels, which we like to use for folks at nighttime. I know a lot of people, I find, don't close their eyes all the way while they're sleeping. What can happen is the eyes are kind of exposed. They tend to dry out a little bit at nighttime. And in the morning, you feel just horrible. So it helps out to use the artificial tear gel. Just put it in the lower lid at nighttime before you go to bed. Other eye drops specifically for dry eye, there is a prescription medication out there called Restasis. I'm sure you guys have seen commercials on TV. This is an anti-inflammatory drop. It's very helpful in people with dry eye. You do need a prescription for this, and it is used twice a day, and it helps not only to increase the tear production, but it does make the person feel a lot more comfortable with sustained use. Other things we use for dry eye, we have something called punctal plugs. On the eyelids, there are little drainage holes, I guess, kind of like a drain in your bathtub. You know, your tears have to go somewhere. You're constantly producing tears, and the tears help to lubricate the surface of the eye, helps to make you feel more comfortable. It aids in the vision as well, because you need a smooth ocular surface to see well. But those tears have to go somewhere, and they drain through these puncta. We have one on the lower lid and one on the upper lid. And a lot of people with dry eye, they simply don't produce enough tears. So to retain the tears that you do produce, we put a little plug in the drainage channel, kind of like putting a plug in your tub or a stopper to stop the drain. And we insert those in the office, and those work very well too. Other things we recommend is a warm compress. A lot of people have inflammation of the eyelids, and that's important because the inflammation can plug up the oil glands. There are a lot of oil glands on the eyelid margin. And these oils are important because it helps to maintain the tear film so that your tears don't evaporate too quickly. So if your oil glands are plugged up, you don't produce enough of the oils, the tear film becomes unstable, and the tears evaporate too quickly. And that is very irritating. So by doing the warm compress, it kind of opens up all those plugged oil glands. And what I usually recommend is that people get a kind of a heat pad. You can find these in the drugstores. They're not made specifically for the eyes, but I just ask that you get the microwave safe one, and you can microwave it for about 30 seconds. It gets nice and warm, and just simply place that over your eyes The best time to do it is at bedtime, since you're just laying in bed, not doing anything. You can leave it on for about 10 minutes. It feels great. Most people end up just falling asleep with that on their eyes. So doing that nightly really helps out with the lid issues and the lid inflammation. Okay, so that covers dry eye. So what other indications for eye drops are there? Well, there's infections. You know, people come in with red eyes, goopy eyes, with either a bacterial or a viral conjunctivitis or a viral infection on the surface of the eye. In those cases, we do prescribe eye drops. There's infection of the conjunctiva or the surface of the eye called conjunctivitis. We do prescribe antibacterial drops for that. I mentioned in people who wear contact lenses, you're at risk for getting the infection of the cornea called the corneal ulcer. So we prescribe an antibiotic drop for that that involves intensive therapy. Some people can get viral infections as well, both on the conjunctiva as well as on the cornea. And we can prescribe antiviral drops for that. So for infections, kind of like if you get a throat infection, you get an antibiotic pill, we prescribe antibiotic eye drops. Another condition which we see often in the office is glaucoma. And I mentioned that Dr. Tortora was a glaucoma specialist. So what is glaucoma? I think a lot of people are familiar with the term but may not know the specifics. I know some of my patients kind of confuse glaucoma and cataracts. Well, glaucoma affects what's called the optic nerve. The optic nerve is the large nerve that connects your eyeball to the brain, kind of like a cable. For those of you who have cable TV, you know, the cable connects to your television so you can see the images there. Well, this cable or the optic nerve sends all the information seen by your eyeball to your brain for processing. So you can imagine if that cable is damaged in any way, you're not going to see well. And people with severe glaucoma tend to lose the side vision first or the peripheral vision. So early on, you don't really notice much of anything. And it's not until the glaucoma is severe that you notice how much vision you've lost. So it's really important to control that so you prevent further loss of the side vision. And there are glaucoma drops that we use to treat this condition, and the drops help to lower the eye pressure. And I think most people associate glaucoma with eye pressures, and certainly high eye pressure is a risk factor for glaucoma. Other risk factors include older age, a family history of glaucoma, having African American ancestry is a huge risk factor as well. So one of the first-line therapies we do is to prescribe eye drops, and these drops help to lower the eye pressure. Studies have shown that by lowering the eye pressure, we can control or slow down the progression of the vision loss. And there's several classes of eye drops. Normally, we start off with one class and hope that works. We check your eye pressures periodically. If that doesn't work, sometimes we may need to add a second drop. So we do have patients who are on multiple glaucoma drops to help control their eye pressures. So we see a lot of glaucoma patients in our practice. Thank goodness we do have these drops to control their disease. Okay, so moving on, other reasons or other indications for eye drops include inflammation. But before we go into that, we're going to take our next break, and I'll see you back.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
Hawaiian Eye Center offers complete eye care for the entire family. Now, cataract patients can reduce or eliminate their dependence on eyeglasses with premium cataract care in as little as 15 minutes. Their experienced surgeons have extensive cataract and general eye care experience. And they proudly welcome their newest eye surgeon, Dr. Stephen Ree. Dr. Ree brings a wealth of experience to the Hawaiian Eye Center team. To schedule an appointment with a member of the eye care team, call Hawaiian Eye Center today at 733-2020 or visit the website at hawaiianeye.com.
The news authority in Honolulu is News Radio, 830 KHVH.
It's 76 degrees, partly cloudy in Honolulu. I'm Julia Norton Dennis. Here's what's happening. Federal investigators are on the scene of a Reno Air race crash that killed the pilot and two spectators and injured more than 50. The National Transportation Safety Board says it's too early to say what caused the crash, though race organizers say it appears a mechanical failure with the P-51 Mustang was to blame. Witnesses described the World War II vintage plane suddenly pitching upward, rolling, then doing a nose dive toward the crowded grandstand. Police have resumed an examination of what's being called a shallow grave in the Utah desert. It's part of an investigation into the disappearance of a Susan Powell 2 years ago. Her husband has been named a person of interest in the case. Cadaver dogs previously led police to the site just off a dirt road near the base of Topaz Mountain, a popular rock hunting spot in central Utah. Department of Land and Natural Resources crews are on a ridge above Haleola Street in Niu Valley, beginning the process of removing a 7 to 10 ton boulder, which poses a risk to the homes below. Residents in the 28 homes affected are under a mandatory evacuation order, which began at 7 a.m. and continues through 7 p.m. tomorrow. The state will close the summit lookout overlooking Makapu'u Lighthouse in East Oahu for a few days next week while it builds a new stairway in the area. The State Department of Land and Natural Resources plans to build temporary wooden stairs connecting the lookout stairway to a more stable area on the hillside. The Maui Humane Society says it is euthanizing too many animals. CEO Jocelyn Bouchard tells the Maui News they have euthanized more than 5,000 animals over the past year. She says the figure underscores the need for people to spay or neuter their pets to curb the overpopulation of animals on Maui. Partly sunny and breezy with a high in the upper 80s tonight. Partly cloudy, a low near 73. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Currently in Honolulu, 76.
Hawaiian Eye Center offers you complete eye care for the entire family. Now, cataract patients can reduce or eliminate their dependence on eyeglasses with premium cataract care in as little as 15 minutes. Advanced technology lenses are designed to provide good vision for distance, near and in between, with less dependence on eyeglasses. When cataracts blur vision, a short, painless procedure helps. If you have a cataract and want back youthful vision, call Hawaiian Eye Center at 733-2020 or visit hawaiianeye.com.
The phone lines are now open at 521-8383. On the neighbor islands, it's a free call, 1-888-565-8383. And now, here's Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow.
Okay, so welcome back. This is the Hawaiian Eye Show. This is Dr. Steve Ree filling in for Dr. Tortora this weekend. We were talking about different types of eye treatments out there. We covered glasses, contact lenses, medications, specifically eye drops. We talked about dry eyes, infections, and glaucoma. Another reason to use eye drops or prescribe eye drops is inflammation. The eye can get inflamed for whatever reason. Inflammation inside of the eye, we often see, it's called iritis. For this, we do prescribe eye drops, specifically steroid eye drops. Iritis can be really painful and bothersome. People often complain of redness, pain, an ache, decreased vision, light sensitivity. And this can arise for, you know, various reasons. Sometimes people get it randomly out of the blue. It can affect one or both eyes. And it can happen after surgery, especially after cataract surgery. Oftentimes there is inflammation in the eye, so we do prescribe a steroid eye drop. Certain medical conditions is associated with iritis, specifically autoimmune conditions like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus. So we'd like to check, you know, your medical history whenever we see this. And it often involves intense treatment with the steroid eye drop. Other conditions that we use eye drops for are allergies. We see this a lot here in Hawaii. People come in with tearing, itching, swelling, just all around feeling miserable. People can be allergic to various things in the air, to pollen, and they're helped greatly with the allergy eye drops, as well as sometimes a mild steroid can help. Also, with allergies, we often ask people to use the artificial tears. It helps to soothe the surface and can wash away any of the things that can be inducing the allergies. Also, a cool compress helps a lot with the symptoms. It can decrease the swelling. It also helps out with the itching. I know it's easy for us, you know, as ophthalmologists to, you know, ask you guys to, you know, use these eye drops at, you know, the prescribed times, you know, every day or every other day or what have you. But, you know, we do realize that it is, you know, difficult to use these sometimes. I know, you know, I myself, you know, I sometimes have trouble placing the drops correctly. And for my, you know, periodic dry eyes, I oftentimes, you know, ask my wife to put the artificial tears in. So we do realize that it's not the easiest thing in the world. And as I said earlier, people are very squeamish about their eyes, you know, understandably. But, you know, with some practice, it's not that difficult. People who do have difficulty, I often ask them to just lay down. It's often easier to place it when you're laying down rather than standing up. I know that if I'm looking directly at the bottle, I'm never going to get the drop in my eye. So oftentimes I kind of position the bottle over my eye and look away and place a drop in. Do what I do. I have, you know, a family member or a loved one put the drop in. But with time, you simply get used to it. So it's not too difficult, but we do realize that some people may have some difficulties placing it. Other types of treatment. Well, I talked about your primary care asking you to use oral medication. Well, on certain occasions, we ask our patients to use oral medications as well. It happens rarely, but there are times when the oral medications do help. For example, on occasion, we do see people coming in with infections on the skin or the eyelid around the eye. Sometimes putting eye drops or ointment is not enough. And if the infection is severe enough, we do ask you to use oral antibiotics. Certainly there are other indications or infections around the eye where sometimes even IV antibiotics are needed. The eyeball rests in the socket in your skull, and there's a lot of soft tissue around the eye supporting it. And on rare occasions, sometimes that soft tissue can get infected, usually associated with people with sinus disease and sinusitis. And people with this condition called orbital cellulitis, it's pretty severe. So oftentimes we have those patients admitted for IV antibiotics, and that helps out a lot. Other oral medications that we ask people to use are nutritional supplements. I think a lot of you may be familiar with a term called macular degeneration. This is a condition that affects the retina, which is inside of the eyeball. The retina is the tissue that lines the inside of the eye. And this tissue is what senses the light and sends the information through the optic nerve, which we talked about in glaucoma, to your brain. So folks out there familiar with film cameras, if you guys remember that, the film in the camera is kind of like the retina. It senses the light and kind of processes the information so that you can see. So you can imagine if the film is damaged, you're not going to be able to take great pictures. So in the same manner, if your retina is damaged, for example, from macular degeneration, you're not going to see well. And unlike glaucoma, which affects the side vision, macular degeneration affects your central vision. So any type of vision loss can be bothersome and even quite devastating to the person. So with people with the macular degeneration, if we on exam we see certain indications for it, we do ask them to use a nutritional supplement. One supplement out there is called Ocuvite. It contains several ingredients that studies have shown to kind of slow down the progression of macular degeneration. And it contains beta carotene, certain minerals like zinc, copper, also vitamin C and vitamin E. So if we do see macular degeneration of a certain type, we do recommend that people take that. So, you know, I would advise, you know, if you do have a family history of macular degeneration or you think that you may have it, you know, do see your eye doctor, have them do a thorough retina exam, and they may or may not, you know, depending on what they see, recommend that. We also recommend green leafy vegetables, especially for macular degeneration patients, because oftentimes these types of vegetables contain those vitamins that are very helpful. Things like kale, spinach, and even broccoli. So what else? What other types of medications are there used in treating eye disease? Well, speaking of macular degeneration, there is another type of treatment that's newer, that's out recently. It's actually an injection that's placed inside of the eye. So this medication, it's called anti-VEGF. It helps the macular degeneration by treating the abnormal blood vessels that form in the wet type of macular degeneration. So if it's indicated, this injection is placed inside of the eyeball, and you do need repeated indications. Of course, you need to be followed by your eye doctor very carefully, but it's really an exciting new treatment that's out there for macular degeneration, and it's helped out a lot of people. And in some people, it's actually improved the vision a little bit too, and it's helped to control the wet type and prevent it from getting worse over time. So those are the main types of medicines or medical treatment for eye conditions. We do have different types of technologies out there that's also useful, particularly lasers. I know in medical school when I did my first ophthalmology rotation, the lasers I found to be really, really interesting. I was really surprised that lasers were even used like this. And I think a lot of folks out there are familiar with lasers from science fiction or sci-fi movies, you know, like Star Wars or Star Trek. So it is pretty neat to be able to use lasers to treat people and help people see better. So what types of conditions do we use to treat with lasers? Well, I think a lot of people have heard of LASIK. That's the laser treatment that helps with blurry vision. So people who have worn glasses and contacts perhaps want to be independent of those, have the option of getting LASIK done. And the LASIK, or the laser in LASIK, it resurfaces or reshapes the surface of the eye. So in essence, it kind of creates glasses or kind of a glasses correction on the surface of your eye or the cornea. The cornea is the clear window that we talked about before. And it's a fantastic technology. A lot of people have been independent from their glasses because of the LASIK, and it's a wonderful treatment. I get a lot of questions from my cataract patients. Oftentimes they ask me, oh, so do you use a laser for cataract surgery? Well, we do not use a laser. It's a different type of technology that we use to help break up the cataract and to remove the cataract from your eye. But there is something new out there on the horizon, and I'll get to that after our next break.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
With the latest technology, cataract care is often a fast, painless procedure with a rapid return to normal vision and normal activities.
It doesn't hurt. It just takes, 15, 20 minutes the most, and you're out. That's it.
We strive to make your procedure safe and painless. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, HawaiianEye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C-2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
The phone lines are open at 521-8383. And from the neighbor islands, 1-888-565-8383. Now, back to Dr. Christopher Tortora, our host of the Hawaiian Eye Show.
Hey, welcome back to the Hawaiian Eye Show. This is Dr. Steve Ree. I'm filling in for Dr. Tortora this weekend, and we were talking about different types of eye treatment. We left off on lasers, and a lot of people ask me, who are candidates for cataract surgery, whether or not we use lasers for cataract surgery. Well, currently we don't. We use a different type of technology to help us to break up the cataract and to remove the cataract from your eye. However, there are studies and trials going on right now which do use a laser to help with certain parts of cataract surgery. It's not widely available, but it's pretty exciting technology, and we may see it available to us, you know, on the horizon. But currently, lasers aren't used for cataract surgery. But, you know, in the future, that may be the case. So it's pretty exciting news, and we're looking forward to hearing more about those studies. After cataract surgery is done, sometimes a film can grow or form behind the implant that we place. This happens in about 20% of people who have had cataract surgery. Oftentimes, it's called a secondary cataract. It's not really a cataract that grows back, but this film can kind of grow slowly behind the implant, and the person can experience a change in vision. Oftentimes, they say that the vision is kind of hazy or foggy. And if it is due to that film, we can treat that with a laser. That's done in the office. We do these in our office. And the laser helps to break up that film. It clears it up. And the person notices, you know, a difference, you know, almost right away. So it's a great treatment. So instead of having to go through surgery again, we use the laser to help break it up. So that's a great technology, and I have to say it's a lot of fun to do, too. It's almost like a video game. Other indications for a laser, we had spoken about glaucoma. Glaucoma affects the optic nerve, and we lower the eye pressure to prevent the glaucoma from getting worse. Oftentimes we use eye drops. However, there is a laser treatment also that also helps to lower the eye pressure. And the laser treatment works on the angle structure of your eye. By kind of zapping the angle structures, the pressure lowers. It kind of like induces fluid to go out of the eye a little bit more. It stimulates outflow of the fluid and helps to prevent or helps to or encourage lowering of the eye pressure. And that's also done in the office. It's a painless procedure. We put a kind of like a lens on your eye to help focus the laser beam. And oftentimes, people can stop using their eye drops if the laser lowers the pressure enough. So that's great. You're less dependent on the eye drops. I know we had talked about difficulties of putting the eye drops in the eye. So this is a great alternative in glaucoma patients for lowering the eye pressure. There's another indication in a different type of glaucoma for the lasers. Some people have what's called narrow angles, and that refers to the anatomy in the front part of the eye. The angle structure is where the fluid drains inside of the eyeball. And people with narrow angles, they are more at risk of getting a certain type of glaucoma called angle closure glaucoma. Now, the angle closure glaucoma, what happens is the drainage channels in the angle structure close suddenly. And when that happens, the eye pressure skyrockets, and the patient or the person can experience pain, headache, nausea, vomiting, and decreased vision. And this is one of the true eye emergencies out there, and that needs to be treated right away. So if we do see a person who has narrow angles, we want to prevent this angle closure from ever occurring. So one of the preventative measures we do is to use the laser to create a little opening inside of the eye. And the opening is kind of like an alternative drainage channel. And that helps to prevent the sudden spike in pressure from occurring. So this isn't really a treatment, but it's more of a preventative measure that we do or recommend to people who do have this narrow angle anatomy in their eye. Okay, so moving on, what other conditions do we use the lasers? Well, I spoke about the retina before when we talked about macular degeneration. Well, other conditions can affect the retina, specifically diabetes. I know we have a lot of patients with diabetes, and we recommend that you get a yearly checkup. The reason for that is the diabetes can affect the eyes. It affects the blood vessels, and the blood vessels can get leaky. And oftentimes in people who have uncontrolled diabetes or diabetes that is under poor control, we do see spots of bleeding inside the retina and swelling of the retina. Sometimes if it's severe, we can see abnormal blood vessels growing back there. So these are all indications for possible laser treatment. The laser helps to prevent these blood vessels, these abnormal blood vessels from getting worse. It can help to control the swelling in the retina as well. So it's really important for the diabetic patients to get at least an annual checkup to look for these changes. Sometimes these changes can occur and your vision may not be affected at all. I have actually seen patients with perfect 20/20 vision with these diabetic changes that need to be treated. So that's why it's really important to get a regular checkup. Even if you think your vision is great, the diabetes can cause these changes to occur. Okay, so lasers, it's a great technology. I have to say, the lasers, seeing lasers being used in the office, it's one of the main reasons that got me into ophthalmology. I thought it was really cool and exciting. It's a great technology that we use, and it's very effective, most importantly. Lasers are also used as a diagnostic tool, not only for treatment. There are certain indications where we need a little bit more help on top of just examining the eyes. We do have different diagnostic tools that aid in helping to diagnose certain conditions. One of these is called an OCT, or an optical coherence tomography. This is a device that actually scans the inside of your eyes. And the scan helps certain conditions like glaucoma, as well as certain retinal conditions like macular degeneration or diabetes. And with this laser scan, it gives us a cross-section of the inside of the eye. So it can actually give us a good picture of what's going on inside of the eyeball. So I find it to be a very useful tool in diagnosing certain conditions. So lasers, great technology, and I'm sure in the future there will be other indications, newer lasers that come out. So I'm looking forward to that. Lastly, the other type of treatment that we do is surgery. You know, as ophthalmologists, we perform surgery for certain conditions. The most common one and probably the one that we've talked about the most on the show are cataracts. And as our regular listeners know, cataracts are the lens. It's the lens inside of the eyeball. Over time, the lens gets cloudy. And, of course, if the lens gets cloudy, that's going to affect your vision. So usually, you know, glasses can help out to correct that. So oftentimes we do prescribe glasses to help out with the vision. But if there ever comes a point where glasses aren't effective and they don't correct the vision, then we recommend cataract surgery. And the cataract surgery is great. We've helped out a lot of people to improve their vision. As our regular listeners know, we do perform the cataract surgery at our office in Central Oahu. We have a surgery center there, so it's really convenient for our patients. For more information, you can check out our website. There is a video of cataract surgery. There's more information about cataracts on our website. Also, if you suspect you do have cataracts, or if you feel like your vision isn't quite what it used to be, you have difficulties reading, difficulties driving, can't see the signs, or you have more difficulties driving at night, for example. That's a really common complaint. People complain about glare, halos. So oftentimes they just stop driving. Go see your eye doctor and get that checked out. Possibly it could be the cataract that's causing all of those symptoms. Well, it's been great being with you again this morning. For the past hour, we've been talking about eyes and eye care. We had a lot of fun and hope to be with you guys again soon. I'd like to thank Derek for helping me out this morning. And I'd like to thank you for all of our listeners for making this show work through all your calls and letters. If you enjoyed our show if you listen to us on a regular basis, tell your friends about us. If you've learned something new, be sure to listen next week. We always have some new information for you. If you have any questions, you can always email it to us. Again, our email address is eyes@hawaiianeye.com. We'll answer your questions over the air. And also check us out on our web. We've got information about all the eye conditions that we talked about, as well as cataracts at www.hawaiianeye.com. So it's been great talking to you, and hope to be with you again soon. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to The Hawaiian Eye Show, sponsored by the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, with Harvard-trained eye surgeon Dr. Christopher Tortora. If you have an eye problem, want to get a second opinion, or aren't seeing as well as you used to, make an appointment with Dr. Tortora or one of the doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center in Central Oahu or Hilo by calling C-2020. That's 733-2020. Until next week, here's looking at you.
When you have a cataract, your vision gets gradually worse over time. You don't see as well.
Having the corrective surgery and now having the vision of a much younger man, I can see again.
Our state-of-the-art surgery center offers safety and convenience without a hospital stay. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, hawaiianeye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C-2020. That's 733-2020.
or from the neighbor islands. Oh, call 888-621-2020.
Destroying me.
Rush Limbaugh.
And it didn't work.
Weekday mornings at 9 on KHVH Honolulu.